scrutinized and studied. Perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly off the record.
Hello and welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club, A Week in Review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Hope you're having a fantastic week as well, as always. And I hope you're ready and excited for your weekly dose of quack. Over at Album Club this week, we reviewed Taylor Swift's brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl, that just came out this last Friday. I'm sure everyone knows it's everywhere. If you're interested in music, then you know that Taylor Swift is putting out music. You cannot not know if you're in the music sphere. But I, among many others, wish that she had not released a new album last Friday, unfortunately. And I am saying that as someone who went into the album really hoping to enjoy it and really hoping that she would take a new direction. The album cover was already sending me bad signals. It was a big red flag, but I had on my rose-colored glasses and... yeah, I took those off when the album actually dropped because some of these lyrics and songs in general are just undefendable, unfortunately. And we talked all about that at Album Club, but before I get too much into that, I would like to, of course, introduce the song that brought us in to today's show, and that was Lesbian of the Year by Beaches, a Toronto-based band. Fantastic song. This is from their new album that just came out, which the name is escaping me. One second. Okay, so that album is called No Hard Feelings, and it came out just a little over a month ago on August 29th, and they're actually on tour or going on tour soon. And yeah, if you want some Canadian pop girly music that will be coming to a city near you, then definitely check out The Beaches. They have lots of great songs, and you've probably heard some of their stuff already. They're somewhat big, somewhat popular, but if you haven't heard them, then definitely give them a listen. I highly recommend. We have some more songs coming up in just a moment, including one from Miss Swift herself, that is The Fate of Ophelia, the first song on the album, also what I think will probably be the lead single from it, seeing as it already has its own music video. After that, we have There's Just Something About Her by Kat Burns, and then after that, we have Eiffel Tower by Emily Moore. So I hope you enjoy those tunes coming up just now.
Thank you. You saved my heart from the fate of Ophelia.
Every head in the room, oh God, she's something else. I lose all my composure, this ain't nothing that I felt. I need some help, cause I'm not sure how you do it in my thoughts. Intrusive living when free in my mind. There's just something about her. Perfectly made, it's like God, she had a plan. Have I missed my chance with you? You must be in demand. I'm trying to keep it cool, but I'd do anything I can. Man, I sound like a fan, cause I'm not sure how you do it in my thoughts. Intrusive living when free in my mind. There's just something about her.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in now, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, as always, Julia. And those songs that you just heard were The Fate of Ophelia by Taylor Swift. Then we had There's Just Something About Her by Kat Burns. And then after that, we had Eiffel Tower by Emily Moore. Fantastic songs from all of them. They're all relatively new songs as well. Like I mentioned, Taylor Swift's, all of her songs just came out this last Friday. All of her songs that are featured today, at least, were out last Friday. Her entire discography, in fact, did not drop last week. But There's Just Something About Her, that Kat Burns song, is a new single from her as well. Came out just a little bit earlier on September 26th, and that's in promotion for her new album that's coming up, releasing on Halloween, actually October 31st, and that is How to Be Human. And I will definitely be tuning in because that song is so unbelievably catchy. So good. It was keeping me going through the rainy crap day that it was out today. Recording this on Tuesday, like the 7th of October, and it was miserable out today. So miserable out. Like, I've just gotten so used to the sun after like pretty much a drought summer. And then September was, again, basically just like summer continued. And then just today was like the accumulation of no heavy rain. So I'm not looking forward to walking home after recording, but that song was keeping a pep in my step. And her voice just sounds amazing in it. And then Emily Moore is actually a Canadian artist. And I've played her before on my other show, Afternoon Pick Me Up, over the summer, but I thought she would fit in with this kind of Taylor Swift theme, themed-esque episode, mainly for her lyrics, which Taylor Swift does not do very well on this album, in my opinion, but she did at one point. Harkening back to that Folklore Evermore era when I just, oh my gosh, thinking about Folklore and Evermore in comparison to The Life of a Showgirl, just, makes me a little bit sad. I feel like a disappointed parent. But back to talking about Emily Moore before I go and dissect Taylor Swift a little bit heavier. That song, Eiffel Tower, is from her album Green, but there is a deluxe version that just recently came out late August, and that's called Greener. And I highly recommend you check it out if you liked what you heard just there. She has lots of great, kind of like lighter indie songs for you with some great lyrics. If you're into that, definitely check her out and show her some love. Getting back to Taylor Swift, however, I was really hoping that something would have just clicked between like Midnights and now. And she had a lot of interesting material to talk about. I mean, hey, like a 6.5 year long relationship ending. You went on a whole tour, like a massive tour, the most successful tour in history. And like, I guess success is boring, is the moral of the story, because it's just been boring recently since she's seen such a success of Midnights. Even Midnights is teetering down, but it wasn't so bad as the last two. But I'm getting ahead of myself, and we have some more songs coming up, including another Taylor Swift song, that is Opalite. After that, we have That Girl by Asia Holiday, and then after that, we have Being So Normal by Peach Pit. And we're throwing some Peach Pit in there because I think it sounds a little bit similar to Opalite with the guitar chords, but we'll discuss that again after you've listened to both of those songs. So I hope you enjoy.
As the cooler weather sets in the Kingston area, CFRC and KPP concerts are turning up the heat with a stacked fall lineup. On October 10th, check out Shania Twink, followed by the Arrogant Worms on October 11th at Broom Factory. Sloan hits the Ale House on October 18th, and folks can catch the Grapes of Wrath on October 22nd, Crywank on November 1st, and Georgia Harmer on November 8th at the Broom. Billy Pfaffel, Guy Davis, and Rhea May are also playing at the Broom on November 12th, 15th, and 16th, respectively. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
From the music once again, and if you're just tuning in now, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And to introduce those songs that you just heard once again, we had Opalite by Taylor Swift, then we had That Girl by Asia Holiday, and then after that we had Being So Normal by Peach Pit. And Let's get into some discussion here. First of all, again, another shout out to a Canadian artist. That is Asia Holiday. She just released an EP. I think I was talking about her on a recent episode of Afternoon Pick Me Up. Again, my show from the summer. But I wanted to shout her out another time because she actually has released not even her first EP, actually her first album, but I'm going to call it an EP even though Spotify doesn't because it is only 21 minutes long, but that is called Divine Timing Volume 1, so definitely check that out. She has so many phenomenal songs on there. I've played a few of them on air, and you are likely to hear her more depending on what we review down over at Quack, of course, but if we review anything pop, you will probably be hearing her voice just because she's an up-and-coming artist who I really enjoy and really vibe with, so I am going to push her out and onto the masses there. So again, that was Asia Holiday with That Girl. Definitely check her out. Now, I mentioned before the break, I guess not really the break, this is the break. I mentioned before the songs that I thought Opalite kind of sounded like Peach Pit. You might have been able to hear it in that comparison. I didn't want to put them back to back just because I didn't want to put two super similar. Like, I don't know. They're not super similar, but I wanted there to kind of be a breath of fresh air between two somewhat similar songs. I don't think the guitar, you can tell that I don't like know how to play instruments with the words that I'm about to use, but like, I'm not saying that it's like the rhythm that is the same, but it's more so like the tone of the guitar. I don't even know if the chords would be described as the same, but like that, like kind of like surfery, I don't know what you call that, but they have the same kind of sound of guitar on there. Even more on the nose, though, is that Opalite, the opening, sounds exactly like Circles by Post Malone. It is uncanny. Speaking of other songs that have been kind of sampled, interpolated in the album, genuinely, I think it should be called The Interpolations of a Showgirl, because every single song seems to have sampled another. And yet, and this is at least on Spotify, so maybe I am incorrect, but I don't think so. The only person credited for an interpolated song is George Michael for Father Figure. Both Taylor Swift and George Michael's song of the same name. But no one, nothing else, even though, and this has all been shared online, one that I thought of myself the first time I even listened to it was Cancelled and Yellow Flicker Beat by Lorde. I really wanted to play those, but I couldn't fit them on today, unfortunately, but go ahead and compare those yourself, along with Wood and Want You Back, Actually Romantic, and Where's My Mind, or Beverly Hills, or Teenage Dirtbag. I've heard all three of those. Yeah, and there's more as well. I just can't remember them off the top of my head, but it's kind of crazy. Anyway, we have some more music coming up for you after a quick ad, starting off with I Dare Ya by Gabriella B. After that, we have Puppy by Charlotte, Charlotte Carden. And then after that, we have Tell Me by Billie DuPage. So I hope you enjoy those next couple songs.
Psst. Hey, you, come here. I have something to tell you. Your fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk? Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
I've been trying to pick your brain. Every time it's just the same. All I get from you is I was gonna say, I was about to say, don't wanna be the bad guy, but you're making me lose my mind. So maybe before I walk out that door, I just wanna say, I just wanna say, the way you play these games, I wanna kiss your face, but baby, in my head, I wanna kill ya. Spinning round and round, you make me go insane. I put you in my book of great ideas. God, I'm stuck in a spiral. Somebody get me out. So are you gonna stay or will you walk away? Just tell it to my face. I dare ya. Not much left we have to lose. You know what you gotta do, and it's clear you're scared. Oh, don't you wanna say it? Don't you wanna say it? Come on. Don't wanna be too much, but your silence kinda lost its touch. Maybe before I walk out that door, oh, I just wanna say, I just wanna say, oh, the way you play these games, I wanna kiss your face, but baby, in my head, I wanna kill you. Yeah.
to be. Sometimes I linger and imagine where I would be if things went differently. What if I never came that night? Instead, I took the right. What would my life be like? What
For the last time on today's episode, welcome back from the music. I hope you are enjoying what you were hearing. And if you're just tuning in now, then welcome. You are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And you're tuning in for the last little bit of our show here today. But don't worry, I have saved perhaps the two most thematically important songs of today's episode for the end. Of course, Taylor Swift's own songs from the album that we were discussing is more important, but for theme, I would say that these two are just below her own songs, but we'll get into those in just a moment. I'd like to go over the songs that we just heard once again, just to reintroduce those. First, we had I Dare Ya by Gabriella B. Then we had Puppy by Charlotte Cardin and Tell Me by Billy DuPage. And both Charlotte Cardin and Billy DuPage are Quebecois singers from Canada, obviously, because that's where Quebec is. But Billy DuPage just released that single, Tell Me, just this past Thursday, and it's fantastic. I think most of her other music is in French, judging by the fact that a lot of the titles are French, and her Spotify page is also in French. But I understood this one, and I really like this one. But I'll definitely be checking out some more of her stuff, as well as Charlotte Cardin, hoping to expand more into some French singer-songwriters. But moving on to these last two songs that I'll be playing today. First, we have Sympathy's a Knife by Charlie XCX. If you know the drama online, you probably already know why I'm playing this. If you do not, aka my parents, this song inspired one of the songs on The Life of a Showgirl, that being actually romantic. And so I thought I would play the inspiration to one of Taylor's songs on air, especially because I do like Charlie XCX, and I think her song is infinitely better. Not only production-wise, I don't even think... Taylor Swift's production isn't bad. It's just repetitive, and I hate the fact that there's no credit. Oh, and one that I didn't mention that is the most egregious is the title track, The Life of a Showgirl, and the Jonas Brothers' Cool. It's genuinely the exact same song. No credit given. Anyway, and the writing is just bad on this one, too. So the production and the writing on Brat is just... It writes circles around this album, which is saying a lot because it's a dance club album, so it's not meant to be the most lyrically depth, like deep album. I don't know. I'm just getting myself into a frenzy now. But speaking of that no credit sampling issue, we have Friday I'm in Love live from Glasbury by Olivia Rodrigo and Robert Smith. Now, bringing Miss Olivia here, I hope, well, I don't even hope, I know she's winning the Karma War because Taylor Swift made her credit her in Deja Vu for a little yelling segment because it sounded a little bit too similar to when Taylor Swift yells in Cruel Summer, even though they really don't sound that much alike. It's about 2 seconds in the song, and it's just yelling, quite simply. But yeah, I hope you enjoy these last two songs of the day, and I hope to catch you next week. Have a great rest of your day and take care.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
I'm so wildly excited about this next guest, I can't even contain it. perhaps the best songwriter to come out of England. He is a Glastonbury legend and a personal hero of mine. Would you please welcome Robert Smith?
What do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over.